Okay, continuing in Parak Gimel on Hilchos Simchas Ochlin, dealing with other halachas referring to or referencing liquids, waters, and their ability to impart tuba. Halacha Aleph, Hamala, the Kilon, the Mayim. Let's say a person draws water out with a certain type of cup. Hamayim, any Sharim, the Kilon, any water left in this specific type of cylindrical cup. Harehin, Tolushim, Baratzon. So we've been discussing this from the previous Parak, this idea of removed from the ground with intent. And once that happens, it's subject to tumah. Here, it'll be removed within 10, until 3 days. But after 3 days, it's not considered removed within 10. And therefore, if there's any liquid left over inside the container, it would not function to contract slash impart tiba. Halacha beis. So let's say there's pieces of wood, and I basically expose them so that liquids can fall upon them with a tent. But then, against, so to speak, my will or my intent, rain falls upon them. Im rabu, if they're greater, hare kulon shelo ratzon, then all the waters combined together is considered there without intent. Hotzion sheyardu alein geshamim. Let's say what it called. He brought the wood out so that rain would fall upon it. Afi sherabu, even if it's more, hare kulon ratzon. They're all considered to be with intent. Hayu regalav or ragli behemto maleos tits. Let's say his feet or his the legs of his animal. The arms or legs of his animal are filled up with mud. The avar benar, and it's what he called, it passes to the river, rachsu, right? And what happens? He rinses them off. Im sameach, if he's happy, ari amayim olam leyan, tolushim baratzon. Then the water that ascends upon them are considered removed with intent. Vimlav inam baratzon. But if not, if he's not happy about it, then we say it wasn't done with intent. And it's still considered attached. Vachgimel hamorid esagalgalam, bes klei abakar, b'shas hikdim hakadim l'mayim. Let's say a person brings like different wheels that he uses for what he called his ox when they go ahead and plow. And he what he called he brings them into water, Kadesha Yistamu Hastakin Shiva Eitz, so that basically the cracks that are in the wood will end up sealing up by putting in the water. Hariyamayama Olumbahan, the water that ascends upon it, Tlushin Baratsam is considered removed with intent. So let's say a person brings an animal to a river to drink water. Hamayim olam b'fia, tolushin. So the water that ascends with the animal's mouth is considered removed. Uvraglea in a tolushin. But that which is feet are not considered removed with intent. Unless his intention was to go ahead and clean his feet. V'shas achorev, during the winter months, v'hidish af v'hadayish af shiraglea tolushin ratzon. During the summer months, what do you call it? Excuse me. What it called? Let's say it's the time where, in the winter when you go ahead and thresh the when you go ahead and thresh the wheat, and let's say in this situation the animal's legs have some type of sickness with them, so then all the water that's on its feet is considered to be removed with intent. Horida chereshot v'katan. Let's say someone who is a deaf mute, someone who's mentally incompetent, or someone who's a minor goes ahead and brings the animal to drink by the river. Afi shechashosh yutku raglea. Even if his intent is to wash his feet with the water, the water that ascends upon his legs is not considered to be removed with the pen. Because while there is an action, we say by there's no intent. If someone goes ahead and immerses himself in water, all the water that's on his skin is considered to have been removed with intent. But someone passes through water, all the water that is on his skin is not considered to be removed with intent. Allah above, 1 second. Misha Tavol ben Nahar. Let's say a person goes into a river, and there's another river before him, and he passes through the second river. Bitlu Hashnim as Rishon. So the second water, so to speak, gets rid of the halachic status of the first water. Rehemayim Sha'alav, the water that's on him, in inclusion ratzon, is not considered removed with intent. So too, v'chenin dichol chavero l'sakaro. Let's say a what do you call it? A l'schar behento. Let's say a person's let's say my friend pushes me into a pool or pushes my animal to a pool. Batlu hamayim rishonim. So the first water that might have been on there is considered nullified. Av im dachu derech sok. Let's say he pushed him in out of like as a joke. Lo balu, it doesn't nullify. El hari hamayim shalat lushin ratzon. And we say the water that's on him in the second river, in such a case, is considered removed with intent. Tavol benahar, let's say he goes into a river, the Allah, he goes out, yardu lav gashamim, and now rain falls upon him. Im rabu lav gashamim, if more is more rain than water from the river, hari butlu mayim rishonim, so the original water is nullified. Rekol mayim shalav, inklushim ratzon, No, the water that's upon him is not considered removed with intent. Halacha Zayin, Hashat al Panei Mayim. Let's say a person swimming on water, Hamayim Hanitazin. So the water that splashes about, Inan Tlushim Ratzo, is not considered removed with intent. Hamayim Olin Alav, any water that ascends upon him, Tlushim Ratzo is considered removed with intent. Imiskad Mahatiz Achavero, if his intention is to splash his friend, Afani Tazin Tlushim Ratzo. Then the water, even the water that's being splashed, is considered removed with intent. Halacha Chesa, Oset Tzipor Ramayim. That's if you make this sort of spout in the water, Hamayim Anitazin, so the water that spurts from it, the S Shaba, and that which is in the spout, in Tlushim Ratzo, are not actually considered removed with intent. Lachetes, Hamodid as a bore. Let's say a person's measuring a cistern to see how deep it is. Le Domko, Mayim Olam Biyado. So if he sticks his hand in, the water that ascends upon his arm, Uvadavar Shemadabo, and that which he's using to measure, Tlushim Ratzo, are considered removed with intent. Then Madad Rochvo, right? But let's say he measures the width. Mayim oha olim biyadav, the water that goes on his hands, obadav shemadabo, that which he's measuring with, inam tlushim rasam, is not considered removed with intent. Pashad yada ragal labor, let's say he extends his hand or his foot into a hole, okay, or again, another cistern, lay them yeshomayim to check there's water in there. Haraya mayim olim biyadav raglo, so let's say the water that ascends upon, let's say, his foot in this situation, inam tlushim rasam, is not considered removed with intent. Pashan leida kama mayim sham, let's say he wanted to stick his hand in to know how much water is actually in there. Ha'olim bahen, tlushim ratzon. So any water that comes up, that is actually considered to be removed with intent. Zarek Evan Labor, let's say he throws a stone into the water, into the cistern, leide misho mayim, to see if there's water in there, mayim anitazin, so any water that splashes in the baratzon is not considered with intent. However, v'shala Evan, but the rock that he threw it on, in a tlushim, is also considered not, what he called, removing the water with any intent. L'chiyot ha'chobit al ha'alashelach chutzlamayim. Let's say a person, he's beating an animal hide, what it called, where the wool is separated from it while it's outside the water. So any water that's like pushed out from the beating a hide is considered removed with intent. So because he wants that water out. Chavat alav, let's say he beats it while it's in the water, and the tlushim ratzon, any water that then comes out is not considered removed with intent. Halacha yud aleph, hold on. Hamayim olam besina, so water that ascends when you're on a ship, over ikal or a reservoir, like let's say inside the ship, over mashutos, which are the oars, and it flows from ratzon. All that water is not considered moving the tent. Mutsudos over shusos over machmaros. This is where you have like nets and other things to catch fish with, and it flows from ratzon. That water is not considered moving the tent. Vimniar flows from ratzon. However, if I shake out the nets, then it's considered removing the tent. So to water that's on tablecloths, the al hasifa shalavanim, or like mats that you put over bricks, enim ratzam, that's not considered removed with intent. Vimniar, but if you shake the water off, hara elib ratzam, then it's considered removed with intent. Let's say a person takes out a ship into the Mediterranean to make it stronger. Hamotzi masmer the gushar mulin sarfo. He takes out like a peg of some sorts and to put in the rain to also make it stronger. Or hamaniyah has od b'gsham lasoso pacham. Let's say he takes a firebrand to turn it into a coal. Harimayim shalem tlushim ratzon. All the water that's on them is considered removed with intent. Avamotzi is a masmer b'sod b'gshamim. Let's say a person takes out a peg that's like already very very hot and it's glowing and it's red into the rain lichvosan to basically make the fire go out. Then einamayim shalem tlushim ratzon. The water that's on it is not considered removed with intent. Let's say a person lowers a chain that has a hook on it into a cistern, take out, let's say, a pitcher that's inside, or let's say a case is a person lowers a basket into a cistern, so that a chicken sits on it, the water that's on it is not considered removed with intent. Halacha Yudalid, one second. So, let's say a person smooths out what's known as a crest to go ahead and squeeze the water that's on top of it out. Let's say a person squeezes his hair on his shirt. The water that comes out when he's squeezing it is considered removed with intent. Anything left over in a tlushim ratzon is not considered removed with intent. Nature itzono shiotz mikulon, because intent is that all of it be taken out at the initial squeezing. The krisha atzma hukshru. So the crest itself is considered now susceptible to tumah shibashash bishasa machirin. Because at the time that the water is there, it is now, at the time the water is leaving, it is now considered susceptible to tumah. Let's say he squeezes the water out with all the strength that he has, lo hukshura. Then it does not become susceptible to becoming tamei. Let's say a person shakes a tree to cause food from it to fall, or lahashra tuma, or to what it called, or to make something that's tuma on it fall down. Any water that sprays off of that, when you're shaking it, in inflation and rustling is not considered to move with intent. Here, idu lahashir men of mashkin. Let's say he shook it to go ahead and remove any liquids on there. Hayotzin, hare elin tulushin. Then that water that comes out is considered to be removed with intent. Anisharin bo, api shinishrim imakom imakom, in inflation rustling. But any water that's left over, even if it's squeezed from one place to another, is not considered removed with intent. Meshahum is skavin shiitz mikulo, because his intention is for the whole thing to be removed. So too, bechini nizzu alamu chubarin. If it splatters onto that which is attached to the ground, and influence from Ratzon is not considered removed with intent. Design, Hamarid Esa Elon. Let's say a person shakes a tree, the Nafa al Chavero, O Sukkah, and what falls on his friend, and water that falls on his friend, on another tree or on a hut, the Tachtean Zroim, Birakos, Mechubaram, Bakarka, and underneath it, are seeds and other things like that, branches that are attached to the ground. Now the water falls also on the produce that's attached to the ground. Now the water that's on the seeds or on the vegetables, in the Flushim Ratzon, that water is not considered removed with intent. Finally, Lacha Yudzayan, Shmarim, Shultruma. So that refers to dregs of wine that, in this case, are truma. That I pour wine. I pour water over them. We already explained in the Hilchos Trumos, Sharishim Mashini Asul Bazarim, that the first and second batches that come out are prohibited to a non-Kohen. The Shalhekdesh Bedekabayis, and that which is consecrated is for the temple. Afashlishi Asur, even the third, what do you call batches Asur? The Shalkachim Mizbeach Lom Asur, and that which is consecrated for the Mizbeach itself as a korban, so to speak, is also Asur. When it comes to Maisa Sheni, Vadai, only the first batch is Asur. Now, what's the point here? So whatever applies insofar as Isra is concerned, so too applies insofar as their ability to become susceptible to Tumah. We go in Shani's Mandam Alayan. For example, let's say water gets mixed up with the dregs. And let's say an animal starts drinking one after the other. So let's say what it called. Let's say a person would remove let's say a person would remove that water first. Even though the water fell on its own, since he was thinking about it, and he was concerned about it, that makes these batches susceptible to tumah. That is Perek Gimel, and we will continue with Perek Yudalid next time.